There was someone else on that plane whose life touched many others. Her name was Alison Desforges. She was a researcher for Human Rights Watch and one of the leading authorities on the Rwandan genocide of 1994. You couldn't read an article about Rwanda in this country without seeing Alison Desforges quoted. Ken Roth is director of Human Rights Watch in New York. First of all, Mr. Roth, our condolences to you and your organization.
Well, thank you. It was quite a blow to wake up to this morning.
Rwanda was Ms. Desforges' life work. When did that start?
It really started for her in graduate school. She did her dissertation on Rwanda. But I've been working with her now for nearly 20 years. And she began with Human Rights Watch a few years before the genocide and was actually one of those who saw the rise in ethnic tension that that you know we all feared would lead to genocide and ultimately did. Once the genocide broke out, I mean, she was just incredible trying to save people. I remember one of Rwanda's leading human rights activists at the time, Monique Mujawamariya, who was really hiding in the attic of her building as the genocidaire came to try to kill her. And Alison was able to arrange for diplomats to come and save her and to get her out of the country clandestinely. But that kind of dedication just continued. She would travel to various European capitals where she was, you know, always seen as the expert on Rwanda. But she wasn't like the rest of the world who thought that the current Rwandan government led by President Paul Kagame could do no wrong. She remembered all too well that Kagame is the head of the so-called Rwanda Patriotic Front at the time, those opposed to the genocide. Its forces committed some 30,000 murders. And she didn't want the world to forget about that either. And she was insistent that the Rwanda, the International Tribunal, pursue those crimes as well as the genocide crimes. And that made her, to say the least, unpopular in Rwanda. Indeed, just this last year, the Rwandan government finally barred her from entering the country.
Alison Desforges was clearly an extraordinary person. You knew her for 20 years. Describe her personality and what made her that way.
Well, she was absolutely determined to do what she could to protect the people of Rwanda. I was with her once shortly after the genocide in Rwanda, and we learned of a massacre that had been committed way off in some distant hills. We got in a car. We drove for some 2 hours to the middle of nowhere, and after having interviewed a few survivors, we suddenly encountered the very troops who had committed the massacre, who, needless to say, were not happy that we were there. But Alison just, you know, negotiated her way out of a very difficult situation, and then we then drove as quickly as we could once they let us get away. But she did that over and over and over again.
What will be your lasting memory of Alison Desforges, Ken Roth?
Well, for me, first of all, it's important to remember that Alison was a sort of a diminutive woman. She couldn't have been more than 5 feet tall. She was, you know, well into her 60s. But she had an energy and a determination about her that was really like unlike anyone I've ever met. So, you know, at a time when most people were thinking about retirement or spending time with their grandchildren, she was hopping on yet another plane to go to yet another capital to try to protect the people of Central Africa. And, you know, I suppose it's sadly ironic that it was on one of those planes that she lost her life.
Ken Roth, director of Human Rights Watch, speaking with us about Alison Desforges, one of dozens of people killed last night in that plane crash outside Buffalo, New York. Mr. Roth, thank you very much.
Thank you.